From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Nina Morepotz with the latest world news. Pro-democracy protesters have called off talks with the government in Hong Kong, blaming the authorities for failing to protect them, in clashes with pro-Beijing demonstrators. The protests have been going on for more than a week, with Hong Kong democracy activists angered by China's plans to block election candidates. Hong Kong's leader has offered talks to resolve the situation, but clashes broke out between people allegedly angry about the protests and between those demonstrating against China. China says the student-led demonstrations in Hong Kong are illegal. Journalist Paul Martin is in Hong Kong. He says the students have been joined by thousands of other protesters.
They've been there for days, and not only students. Yesterday, when the weather was good, there were literally several thousand regular families, many of them Westerners who have jobs in the financial district here and with the banks, that were enjoying the sunshine, just sitting around all over the place in the main center near that area. And where all the buildings and all the office and the government offices are.
U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel has welcomed a move by Turkey to pave the way towards joining the fight against ISIS.
We view that as a very positive development.
Chuck Hagel has also said that the U.S. does not intend to create a zone to protect refugees in northern Syria. Islamic State militants are closing in on the northern Syrian town of Kobane in intense clashes despite airstrikes in a situation that's deteriorated rapidly over the past 2 weeks. A hospital in Washington says it's quarantined a patient with symptoms that could be associated with Ebola. The move follows news that an American television team is being flown home from Liberia after a cameraman became infected with the disease. From Washington, Simon Marks reports.
This latest case will unsettle the US government, a patient being treated just miles from the White House after flying to America from Nigeria. Howard University Hospital says the symptoms are consistent with Ebola. Separately, an NBC News team led by one of America's best-known TV correspondents will be quarantined for 3 weeks after a cameraman became infected in Liberia. Events that challenge the official US position that the country is prepared for an outbreak.
A Ugandan doctor infected with the Ebola virus has arrived in Germany for treatment. He's the second patient to be treated recently in Germany for the virus that has killed over 3,000 people in the past year. Iris Spitzer reports from Berlin.
The patient, whose name has not been released, had worked with an Italian aid group helping Ebola patients in the African country of Sierra Leone. He was flown to Frankfurt overnight and placed in an isolation ward for treatment at the Frankfurt University Hospital. Ira Spitzer, Berlin.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Unemployment in the United States has fallen to a six-year low. Almost 250,000 new jobs were added to the economy last month, helping push the unemployment rate to 5.9%. Nick Harper reports from New York.
Strong statistics for September. 248,000 jobs created and unemployment pushed even lower. A fall from 6.1% to 5.9% means the US jobs market now has its lowest out-of-work rate since 2008. After a sluggish week for Wall Street, stocks jumped. Good news for the workforce, but the average hourly wage slipped by a cent and weekly working hours crept up. The White House has welcomed the figures, saying they show the economy has bounced back from recession more strongly than others. Nick Harper, New York.
UK Prime Minister David Cameron has promised Afghanistan's new president continued support from Britain as the country's forces wind down combat operations there. Mr. Cameron is the first world leader to visit Ashraf Ghani after he took office 4 days ago in a power-sharing government with his presidential rival Abdullah Abdullah. The British Prime Minister said the UK would continue to offer military training and support for the Afghan economy. And speaking in the capital, Kabul, he said Afghanistan's security forces are now highly capable.
It is striking how far they have come. In 2001, there were no Afghan security forces. Now there are four Afghan army brigades in Helmand province alone. And across the country, more than 340,000 Afghan troops and police are leading 99% of all operations.
Google's removed tens of thousands of nude photos stolen from celebrities' iCloud accounts and posted online. On Thursday, the company was threatened with a $100 million lawsuit by lawyers representing some of the stars. And that's the latest from Feature Story News. I'm Nina Morepotz in Washington.